This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, everybody. Hope your week has been good so far. Here's the brilliant news about that. We're a couple days in, and if it's not going well, we'll be at the end of the week before you know it. Time waits for no man. Isn't that what they say? That's one of those cliches, but it is so true, isn't it? So when you hit hump day, you know you'll see the other side. Speaking of seeing the other side, we're now looking at the other side of this North Korea-U.S. summit. Trump and Kim apparently agreed to visit each other's country. That's huge. There's some Democrats that are saying it's unverifiable, really, what went on between these two world leaders in Singapore. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News joins us. Justin, obviously everybody's talking about what happened in this meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. What's the buzz in D.C. over that?
Well, right now it's still trying to figure out what exactly happened and what's going to happen next. We got a joint statement from the two leaders essentially laying out some common goals. This includes full denuclearization as well as basically normalizing relations. But the big question, as you mentioned, is whether or not denuclearization could be verified and what that may look like. The president today during a press conference in the early morning hours here, but about at around 4 o'clock over there, said that verification was discussed and was agreed to, said that it may look like a combination of international inspectors as well as American ones, but did not really give a timeline. And the fact that this was a meeting between the two of them without any outsiders or without any senior officials for a good portion of their day yesterday, raises some additional questions over whether or not they were necessarily on the same page on that issue. So basically, this is now just sort of a sense of waiting for the other foot to drop. There's a lot of skepticism coming from the left, some coming from the right as well. And basically right now, just waiting to see what happens next and what has been a very, very interesting relationship between, you know, two leaders who were literally at each other's throats just a couple of months ago.
This is kind of an aside because the president is famous for tweeting, and you obviously know that. And the president, while all this had happened, ripped Robert De Niro on the F-bombs that he threw out about the prez at the Tony Awards. So I guess somebody must be monitoring at all times what's going on with Hollywood and everything back in the U.S., even if he's on foreign soil, eh?
I mean, exactly. You know, he still has a big political operation that he's carrying out. You know, he's already declared himself as a candidate for 2020 and has been making moves in that direction. And stuff like this is pretty much catnip for the Trump campaign and for Trump in general. He's shown that he's very adept at kind of carrying out sort of these culture war battles, be it against the NFL or, the deep state or the Obama elite. And there's no better target for the Trump team than Hollywood elites. And, even though Robert De Niro lives in New York and stuff, he nevertheless is sort of a de facto symbol for that. So not necessarily surprising to see him going after him, but certainly surprising to see that happening when there is, you know, certainly a lot of bigger fish to fry, as one would imagine.
Yeah. There was also something big that happened about Larry Kudlow, his top economic advisor who had a mild heart attack. What are they saying about that? Is he expected to make a full recovery?
That is what they are saying. That's from the statement that we've gotten from the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Yesterday she said that he is in good condition and, as you mentioned, said that this was a mild heart attack. They also said that he is going to continue to remain at Walter Reed National Medical Center for the foreseeable future as he goes through sort of the routine recovery, as they're describing it. But either way, this was a shocking occurrence for somebody who has really been one of the top players in Trump's current lineup, somebody who they have you know, brought out to the podium has pointed to time and time again as pretty much the face for the economic recovery that the Trump team is trying to promote. And this is, you know, certainly a major shakeup to have him sidelined, and a situation where a lot of people are just certainly wishing for the best and hoping for a speedy recovery, and those within the White House especially.
We're speaking with Justin Duckham from Talk Media News in Washington, D.C. This is huge. I didn't mean to bury the lead, and I think really still so much focus is on Kim Jong-un and Trump, but the House taking up the legislation on Dreamers, this is a huge deal, and a lot of people across America are concerned and are talking about that. What's happening here?
Well, you know, this is something that initially the administration has said is probably the only hope that they can get to have legislative achievements fulfilled by the end of this year. So this is one of the big ones that has gotten a lot of attention. You know, this has become a thorn in the side for the administration since there's been a lot of negative headlines and just, you know, frankly, shocking headlines about families being separated and whatnot, and just the sort of human toll of this, as well as an effort to try to push this back onto Democrats by saying that they just haven't done enough to counter this. So today we had Speaker Paul Ryan coming out and saying that they are going to be debating this next week. They are likely going to be doing this within the framework of what the White House has presented as, you know, must-haves for any kind of immigration legislation. You know, this is going to be a contentious issue, particularly heading into the midterms. On the Republican side of things, this is an effort to diffuse what surely a lot of Democrats are going to be trying to invoke and trying to fight on. And on the Democratic side of things, it's, you know, a big issue in the sense that this has, you know, huge human ramifications and is something that is pretty much imperative towards their base. So this is certainly going to be a very, you know, interesting, likely very painful fight going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin Duckham, as always, informative and great to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next on ATN, it's the time that we welcome in the other. He's in our virtual green room getting ready for his weekly appearance on the show. And you might hear him in the background. He's kind of gurgling, working on his voice. And I'm going to spring this on him. Hopefully I'm going to kind of move over here to our quiet sound room. But the other and I have always wanted a little girl, and I was thinking to myself, I was looking at the 100 best animated movies of all time, and I was thinking, if I had a little girl, what would I let her watch on this list? And the answer is a handful of them. I don't know that I wouldn't want her to watch all of them. I think The Little Prince. I think Toy Stories are fine. I think The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh from the 70s. Remember Winnie the Pooh? I mean, of course you remember Winnie the Pooh because they air it constantly every year. So that's not new animation. And it's interesting to look at the list and look at old animation and new animation and some of what has changed in the storytelling a little bit and also in the length of some of these movies. You know, like I was thinking, number one on the list may surprise you. Number two might surprise you. I don't think number three, number five surprised me. It's not a movie that is just that old. How exciting. I know it's riveting stuff and you're not going to move. The other.
Don't move.
Coming up next on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion. $1,000 for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
yeah, who says they go together like a horse and carriage? That's an old lyric.
Without the
Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Time for another version of The Other. That's when my husband Paul joins us on the air. Right, Paulie?
That's right. I'm here on the air.
You are on the air. Like a live wire, you are.
Ah.
So, it's interesting. You and I, sometimes we talk about movies, and you and I want to go see Ocean's 8, which this time it's with the broads, right? So it's not the men, it's the women, and it took in a big haul over the weekend. I don't think it was quite $100 million, but it did well. It was number one at the box office. It has some pretty big names. It's all the ladies you like Kate Blanchett's in it, and Sandra Bullock, and a few others. Annie Hathaway.
Annie Hathaway. That's an interesting take.
She goes by Annie Hathaway sometimes.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can't bump the mic on the air.
Well, get your mic together. It's all crooked and creaking around. It's what did you do to it? Did you have a fight in here?
What did you do to the mic, more likely, right?
No, you're like, must have thrown it against the wall or something in a crazy fit of rage.
No. No crazy fit of rage. Okay, so also Mindy Kaling is on. And Mindy Kaling we love because we kind of stalk Reese Witherspoon's Instagram account just because she's got 12 or 13 million people, so we're one of the 13 million. And Mindy Kaling is always busting her chops about Laura Dern.
The Dern.
Anyway, that's like too inside baseball and nobody cares, I don't think. Although we do, so...
I didn't care until you pointed it out to me a couple of days ago.
And it was funny.
I had no idea of any of this.
Yeah, so I wanted to tell everybody, go on to my, if you want to keep up with the other, go on to my Instagram account, and it's Kate Delaney Speaker, I think. I got to make sure. Isn't that terrible when you don't even know your own accounts? Because we have so many accounts that we can't even keep track of our own accounts. It's katedelaneyspeaker.com. So if you go to Instagram, that's how you can follow me, and you'll see pictures of the neighborhood, the dog, the whole thing behind the camera, me and Jason Stratham.
There I am right there with those mirrored sunglasses. Yeah. I look pretty damn good.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about some other things. What did you think of the body language of Kim Jong-un and President Trump? You know what? All these people that we know that are speakers, because, of course, I'm a speaker, and I was the president of the National Speakers Association in Dallas. All these people you and I know who are making sort of a living on body language experts, have been all over the tube talking about, what do you think it meant what they, the way they shook each other's hands and then they were in the room alone together? I just think it means nothing and that it was awkward.
Yeah, I didn't really want to say that because I didn't know where you were going with that, but that's kind of, I agree at this point. I don't know that anybody can read Donald Trump's body language, or if they do, you would probably get 10 different opinions from 10 different people. I heard one person say he shows a lot of warmth because he's always putting an arm on people, so I guess in a way he's a warm person, as odd as that may be. So, who's to say?
Yeah, I like that. Who's to say? Who's to say? So for most of you around the country, you know, it's almost summertime. Officially, it's like the 21st, I think, is the beginning of summer. But it's already warm outside. People are talking about summer. I mean, I think once you cross the line and you get into June anyway, that's what I call it. So I'm just going to call it summer. And where we live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, boy, it has gotten really hot. I mean, you know the old expression about you can throw an egg out on the pavement and fry it? I don't know. Maybe you could.
There's another old expression. It's called June in Texas. Or just summertime.
Yeah, so what does that mean? It just means it's going to be hot, 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 and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, bring in the weatherman in 2 months. For now, we just don't really need you. We just say it's going to be hot and sunny.
All right, so let's ask everybody a question out there that's listening, and I'd be really curious to hear your answers to this. You can send me your answers by going to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com, or you can always jam on the digits, by the way, even when Paul's on the air, at 855-266-2283.
Jam on the digits. Man, you are with it.
I know. Here's the question I was going to ask. Paul and I went to a party over the weekend, and Paul did the karaoke thing. He sang a song, Fly Me to the Moon, which is hard to hit some of those high notes, but he did a good job. And I'm wondering how many people would do karaoke. I mean, karaoke's big again. There's sort of making a resurgence. Here's what I say. I don't care if somebody carries, is off tune, doesn't carry the song well. I give people an automatic high grade just for having the gumption to do it instead of sitting there criticizing everybody else. I mean, people that get up and do it, I think it's good to do.
I must be getting old because I kind of dig the whole karaoke thing of late. So, I mean, I know it's been around for so long, and it was more popular in Japan than it was here. I mean, it had definitely its healthy niche following here, but we don't actually go out to any karaoke bars other than the time I first happened to meet you and sang a Frank Sinatra song, and we ended up getting married.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But
I sang a song and then we got married. It didn't happen quite like that. He sang the song. He sounded really good, or at least I thought it did. And then we started dating. You're right.
After three beers, yeah, I got up and sang. And the other night, I was able to sing. Actually, I was about to say I was able to sing without any beer, but I had been, I had had a couple glasses of wine earlier in the evening, so I didn't feel buzzed, but I guess I actually had some liquid courage in me already.
Nice. All right. So we talk about that, and we go from karaoke and singing and all that to something really sobering. Anthony Bourdain, dies, and Kate Spade also dies by, they both kill themselves. Bourdain is 61, Kate Spade is 55, both successful in different arenas. Ironically, had even known each other a little bit, but very sad because the people around them said they were saying just normal, happy things, and then all of a sudden they're gone. I think there's a connection problem, and I think that, Paul, I don't know if you feel this way or not, but that sometimes the people that seem the strongest or saying the language that you want to hear are the ones that are maybe in trouble or feeling depressed.
Yeah, that's why it's such a shock when certain people, you know, do the ultimate deed and choose to end their lives because you think, wow, they have everything and they seem to have it together. And you just never can know what's going on inside a person's head. So,
yeah, and very sad. Bourdain had a daughter. And so did Kate Spade, and they both had great relationships with them, talked about it a lot, and whenever they were interviewed and whatnot, and I think that's real, but very sad for the children they leave behind.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think people just don't realize they get into such a dark place that they really can't even, you know, think about, you know, the kids, when someone says, oh, well, how could they ever do that? And, you know, to their child, they get in such a dark hole that they don't even, it's just so, it's so low that that didn't even come into their head.
And you told me something, there's this phenomenon that's a very sad one, that when somebody famous commits suicide or an unexpected person or whatever, that it causes an uptick in other people committing suicide.
Yeah, it's a contagion. It happens in high schools, and it happened after Robin Williams committed suicide. It was a 10% spike in suicides after Robin Williams committed suicide. So if you watched any of the news coverage this time, they were a lot more sensitive and, sent a message out, if you need help, they gave a 1-800 number and talked about it.
Yeah. All right, final thing, AT&T Time Warner decision, wow. The two of them getting in bed, that's bad for us, the consumers, isn't it?
This is going to be a mess.
Yeah, we can talk about it again next week. We'll see how it all sorts out. Because it's going to take a while for that to actually happen. But a judge's ruling deciding that that can go ahead, that acquisition, $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner, AT&T picking it up, that is going to change a lot.
Net neutrality is dead, people.
All right, thanks, Paul. We'll see you again next week.
See you on the flip side.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's plenty of discussion over what should happen next after the historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer isn't so sure about the president's deal-making skills.
The problem is the president, when he negotiates, is so erratic. and so whimsical and so given to impulse at the moment that he almost always fails.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should weigh in on any deal with North Korea.
I think there'd be widespread interest in Congress for having an involvement in this. If the president can reach a significant agreement with the North Koreans, I hope it takes the form of a treaty.
The president is waving off concerns that he's favoring America's enemies over its allies after problems at the G7 this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We definitely have mail. Ton of mail. Let's go to it. This one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin and always has plenty to say. He says, Kate, I have to tell you, I loved hearing Luke Vargas from Singapore. Sister, keep swinging for the fences. Your show always puts us right in the driver's seat. Here's the deal. Kim Jong-un and Trump meeting is a good thing no matter what, because we've never seen this before. You got to assume that this is just the first stage, and anything big that's going to happen is going to take a little while, meaning they're going to have to do the dance, if you know what I'm saying. It's not going to be a, okay, take your nukes and we're going to remove them and wow, we're all friends now and the Korean Peninsula is united and we feel good about it, and it takes 6 months. This is going to take place over a longer period of time. And no matter what people think of Donald Trump, some that are supportive and some who aren't, you got to say, man, he did broker the deal and did try to make something happen. So there you go. I agree with that. It's not going to, you know, what really came out of the Trump-Kim summit, it was historic. There were some signs that, you know, both sides are trying to make something happen, I suppose. But this is just the beginning because, you know, you're talking about a repressive state ending this isolation. They've never gone that far. So it's pretty daring. It is pretty daring. And it'll be pretty interesting to see the effect on the elections, I guess, with this, too. This is a big moment for Kim. I mean, a moment in the spotlight for the Prez, but also for Kim Jong-un, and a joint declaration by both sides. We'll see where that, where that all ends up. Let's move to another one. This one is from Tom, who says, Kate, I have to tell you that I am really excited about the golf coming up this week because it's the U.S. Open. I know you're a sports fan. I know you started doing this Invade the Man Cave thing. Who would you pick to win the U.S. Open? Is there any shot for Tiger Woods? Great question. If I had a crystal ball that could tell me exactly who would win, I don't know, you'd hear me on these airwaves. So Tiger Woods, of course, has a shot. He's been playing well. His putter wasn't working for him last week. Dustin Johnson won the last tournament, the FedEx St. Jude, for the second time, by the way, but he finished with an eagle. This guy can wow you with the way he smashes the ball. It's Shinnecock Hills. And, Patrick Reed won the Masters. Could he win? Certainly. There are a couple guys. I would put, if I'm putting Americans, I would say Ricky Fowler has a shot at that. Jordan Spieth, but he's had kind of a little bit of a slump. But sometimes you break out of a slump, and someone like him breaks out of a slump in a very big tournament. So those are a couple of the names that I would put up there. I would say also Justin Thomas for others outside of America. I would say Justin Rose. I would put him as a possibility. It's going to be fun to watch, that's for sure. So once you hit Thursday, that's when it all starts. There's no question on that. And then I got this one from Nick, who says, Kate, AT&T, Time Warner, what a joke. What a brutal decision. Having a media merger of that kind of a proportion certainly will throw out of whack, I think, what will happen with consumers. I think the deal is going to have a lot of far-reaching kinds of repercussions for consumers, and it brings together two of the nation's largest telecommunications companies and the owner of DirecTV with Time Warner's entertainment library too as well. So I don't believe that this happened. I think it is going to be disastrous. What do you think? Well, when you have something this big of epic proportions, remember the Department of Justice sued saying AT&T, who has a reach to pay TV, wireless, internet, broadband, all that, would have incredible leverage to force other pay TV providers to pay hundreds of millions of dollars annually to distribute Time Warner networks. And then that's going to be passed on to you and me. So people who are, like, getting nothing TV-wise, like they get the cheapest option they can, I think that could send more people in that direction. I mean, how much are you willing to pay for all your coverage? $500 a month, it's insane. Because it'll have to shoot through the roof. It'll have to be passed on to consumers. I don't see any way around that. It's going to take a while for it to kick in. It's not going to happen overnight, but it'll happen and you'll feel it. You'll feel the pinch. Let's move on to another one. How about this one? This one is more serious nature, and this one is from Thomas, listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, you still have a ton of fans in Sarasota, and it's very sad what happened in Florida. The man in Orlando who killed four children and then injured a police officer had apparently problems with domestic violence, but this Gary Lindsay Jr. killed two of his own kids during a 21-hour standoff, and he'd been accused of beating women, including the mother of the four children he killed during the standoff. At one point in their long history of domestic violence. She had accused him of holding a knife to her neck as she held one of the four kids in her arms. This is a very depressing, awful story. And I wondered if you knew how old the kids were. Yes, one was 11. Iran was 11. Lillian was 10. Aiden, 6. And Dove, 1. Lillian was 11. Aiden, 10, 6, Dove, and then Lindsay. So, 1. Just absolutely terrible. Terrible. What can you say to that? Apparently, nobody thought the girlfriend called in domestic abuse. She was the mother of the kids, and it was unfathomable, I guess. Of course it's unfathomable what happened here. They're still conducting autopsies on these children. And the guy was a felon who was on probation and had a lot of past violent encounters with women, recorded violent encounters, and whatever happened, doesn't matter what enraged him, whatever, but he's punched television screens, and now he's killed children, his own children. And this is an awful, awful thing. I mean, innocent lives being snuffed out is just reprehensible. I don't even know what to say to that. It's just terrible. All right, how about this one? This one is from The Plaque, who says, Alec Baldwin says that he would beat Trump hands down in 2020. Do you think Alec Baldwin would run for president? I don't think so. He was on, if you're asking me a serious question, he was on the Sirius XM show, Howard Stern's, and he said that. He said, if I ran for president, I'd win. It would be the funniest, most exciting, most crazy campaign. So I guess because of his Trump impressions, I don't know. But Trump will run, as he has said. And I don't think it's going to be Alec Baldwin. But who will it be? Will there be somebody that will be kind of a non-politician from the Democratic ranks that would run against Trump? That made me start to think about that. Would we see a celebrity or somebody with a kind of a celebrity status in the business world or somewhere else come out of the shadows and not even out of the shadows, just decide that, I'm going to run? And the answer is, sure, that's a possibility, right? Of course it's a possibility. People were talking about Elizabeth Warren. People were talking about other politicians. But I don't know, it might not be a politician. There was the number one name that came up was Oprah Winfrey, and that was after her gold speech. Her name was really out there even more, but she said no, she wouldn't run. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens next time around, because we know the president, as long as he's healthy, he is going to run again. So he's looking for 2 terms. There's no question about that. What happens on the other side of this is the other question. Is there a kind of a third ball party? Does somebody else come out of the woodwork? So while there's this unprecedented summit and there certainly is no guarantees, I think this was a boost for the Prez with these negotiations, no matter what, because nobody's been able to do them before. They've suggested them a little bit in the past, but never really happened. So that is a feather in his cap. Where it goes, who knows? And if it does become bigger than that and it is nailed down, well, you bet that's going to be something he runs on that anyway. So what does this other candidate, the Democrats, maybe the curveball candidate, what are they running on? Or are they just purely running against the current administration? Oh, we'll be talking about this for a long time. Next, we're invading the man cave on America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
The man cave, as the man says, and that means we're diving into the world of sports for the most part. The big sport on the East Coast that they were celebrating would be Puck and Stick, as the Capitals, for the first time in their history, held a parade. Here's what it sounded like. Gotta love it. Let's go, Caps. Yes, there were a lot of people at the parade. You know, there's never absolutes because, you know, with the inauguration, with anything big, the other parades that happen in Washington, they always try to inflate or deflate the numbers. Nobody knows for sure because there's no tickets. They're not selling tickets to this thing. People are just showing up on the streets. But it looked like there was a lot of people there. Hundreds of thousands of fans, it looked like, lined Constitution Avenue, filled the National Mall. And it happened at 11 o'clock in the morning. There was one fan who held up a sign that said, "Worth the wait." Worth the wait. So, Alex Ovechkin who couldn't be more happy about winning the cup. I mean, this guy has been on fire with excitement. I actually do love watching him. He's like loving life, crazy mad, and he has like three teeth. So Alex Ovechkin and Nicholas Backstrom actually rode the final bus down the mile-long parade route, lifting the cup to all the cheering and waving fans, a sea of red in the crowd. Here's what Alex Ovechkin had to say.
Thank you, coaching staff. Thank you, GM, to bring this team together. And how old Beth said, back to back, right?
Yeah, they'd like to do back-to-back, but there's a lot of things you're going to have to decide for the 2018-19 season that happens in the next couple of days and weeks. So Barry Trotz, who's the coach, is he going to be back? John Carlson is the defenseman who is extraordinary. Is he going to be back? There's other free agents. It's tough to win back-to-back, but it was pretty exciting to see this because the fan base endured 42 years without a cup. 42 years, so that's a long time. And there hadn't been a winning championship team, you know, team that went all the way in any sport in D.C. since the Redskins in the 90s. So this was a big darn deal to them. On the West Coast, it was the same old, really, because the Warrior fans celebrated a third title in 4 years. So for them, for the second straight year, throngs of Golden State Warrior fans turned out for a victory parade. And they say hundreds of thousands of fans, not in red, but in gold and blue, were holding signs that read Dynasty, back-to-back champions. They wave from behind barriers set up along the route in downtown Oakland, and the Warriors rode by in a double-decker bus, and, you know, officials were saying it was going to be an interactive parade with some fans able to ask players questions and that the crowd would be able to see it and connect in a different way. But the crowd was cheering, and it was hard in a way to hear because they were so drowned out by the sound of the crowd. But again, a fabulous celebration of these fans and this team, etc. And why not? You know, you got a player like Steph Curry, and you got the NBA Finals MVP, Kevin Durant, who wins the MVP 2 years in a row for the way he played in the playoffs and the in the finals, to win that twice is a pretty big deal. And here you go. Kevin Durant, 2 years ago, leaves Oklahoma City, and he wins two championships. So another big moment for them. And I guess, it never gets old. Winning never gets old. What did the great Vince Lombardi say? Some version of winning isn't everything. It's the only thing, basically. And it is. In sports, with doesn't matter how many millions of dollars someone's getting paid, they still want to win, right? Yes. They want to win, ultimately, the championship. Speaking of that, for the NFL, it's all about mini camps. And mini camps means that you look to see who looks good. It's not the same as once you go into official training camp, but close enough because we're getting closer and closer to training camp. And for younger players, it's a good chance for them to impress before they get to camp. And that's, I think, a little bit of what happened. There was some side news about a jury. The Los Angeles Rams were ordered to pay former NFL running back Reggie Bush $12.45 million in damages for a knee injury he suffered in St. Louis in 2015. Check this out. Bush, who was playing for the 49ers, ran out of bounds on a punt return in a game at the Edward Jones Stadium, this was back in November of 2015, slipped on some concrete. He had a torn lateral meniscus, which ended his season. And so Bush said afterwards, well, I'm happy with the verdict. The people spoke and decided fairly. Attorneys for the Rams said they planned to file a motion for a new trial. The team wouldn't comment on the verdict. He filed the suit in 2016 saying, look, this is in this public stadium, this is a dangerous condition to exist at the Dome. And he said he fell in an area which was a concrete ring of death. And I think he's right about that. I remember that injury. And I think he should have been awarded the judgment that he was awarded. So I don't know where this lawsuit goes after the challenge, but Bush signed a one-year deal. The Rams moved out of St. Louis then to L.A. in 2016. Bush signed a one-year deal with the Bills in 2016. He finished with 12 carries for minus 3 yards, and he argued he would have signed a bigger contract if it wasn't for the injury, and I would have to agree with him. He, once you're injured like that, that kind of a knee injury, he was damaged goods, and I think that the jury was correct in that decision. How about that? Let's put it that way. Are you watching any baseball? Any baseball fans out there? I like baseball. I think going to a baseball game, no matter what, is always a good time, seriously. Sad news, though, for Detroit fans. Tigers slugger Miguel Cabrera will miss the rest of the season after rupturing his bicep tendons. So Cabrera left the Tigers 6-4 loss to the Twins in the bottom of the third inning Tuesday night with what the team said was a left biceps tendon strain. He came off the DL earlier in the month after being shelled for close to a month with a right hamstring strain. And he came off the worst season of his career, hitting .249 with 16 homers as the Tigers were 64-98 in 2017, not a good season. And he was a big miss, and Cabrera is a machine. So he's had certainly trips to the disabled list, but a ruptured biceps is bad. So that's a huge, huge loss for them. Because when he's in and he's playing well, he is something else. And they desperately need a guy like him. And so that certainly affects, will have an effect on that team as they get even deeper into the season. Here's somebody I covered. And in baseball, of course, you make your mark through the farm system. And, of course, with free agents and signing the right kind of free agents. So Yu Darvish came out of a bullpen session with some pretty big marks on Tuesday. He had a message to any fans who might think that he's not the same. And Darvish has been out with the right tricep soreness since May 20th, because there were some comments made by a catcher who said that he thinks the Chicago first-year right-hander feels like he's disliked by fans in Chicago. And Darvish said that's not true. He said, I'm not sure what Chris Jimenez was thinking, but the fans here are very supportive. Even in my situation, they come up to me, they see me in town and say thanks for the performance. I do feel the support. He probably feels the pressure because he's 1-3, his ERA almost 5, after he signed a whopping 6-year, $126 million deal in the off season. So he's looking to step it up and really give it the gas. But the Cubs are not rushing him because they've invested a lot of money in him, and they'll just wait, even if he doesn't return until after the All-Star break. It's a wrap, folks. Invade the Man Cave and this Hour of America Tonight. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.